Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What you think about this game on Sunday, man? I think both defenses are going to kind of control this game, whether Purdy plays or not. Niners dealing with a lot of injuries in the wide receiver room. So I think that lends itself to kind of what the Niners game was last week with the Cardinals, man. A lot of defensive drives that end in –
Well, right on time. It looks like Brock Purdy's going to start. He has no injury status on this report, this latest injury report. So it looks like Brock Purdy is back under center against the Jaguars.
You're damn
Sunday.
Right. We need him.
Yeah. Well, I think that's true.
Right. But I think it's going to be relatively low scoring. Like, I don't think it's 9-6, but I think 20-16, I think the Niners are going to win. But how are you seeing this game playing out with the Jags and the 49ers on Sunday?
I think it's going to be close like that. But I do believe that this is more set up for them to overcome the scheme. Because sometimes with the 49ers, whether they got people hurt or not, you guys can get a running back off the street. He'll be a cab driver. He'll be an Uber driver last week, and he can get four yards of carry because the schematics of the whole deal. Yeah. But my thing is that I think the talent level at certain positions overcomes that. The injury report matters. But it can't matter to the Jaguars. They have to act like Nick Bosa is there. They have to act like George Kittle. All of those players don't have these designations. They have to go out and make sure that they don't allow that to affect how they play. If that's the case, I think the Jaguars are going to win, but I still do believe because of the way you guys coach and the way y'all play and the way you're able to plug and play with dudes that you know fit what you do out there, that it'll be close.
Yeah, I like that headphone art behind you. That's kind of fire.
That is
funny. I like that little joke.
You're a barber, right? Like you got a whole little barber shop set up, right?
Nah, 34 years, dog. I retired. You know, Locked On allowed me because of the success of the network to get it in. And I do Locked On NFL and I do Locked On Jaguars, so you can catch us twice a day. But I had saved up a little bit from cutting hair for 34 years.
Yeah.
But I think the barbershop is really who we are. Yeah. So when I used to put that into the barbershop, now I take all of that. And I put it in how I move and how, you know, we vibe right here on the show. And, you know, we the barbershop. We don't have to go to the barbershop to be the barbershop. We can be there every day.
Straight up. No doubt.
And we enjoyed sitting back and talking with you. I think we're going to have to do it again. We got a week 9 matchup with the Raiders and Jaguars. We might have to talk a second time.
Yeah, man. Let's make it
happen. Come on, holler at me, man. You know, I'm here for you, bro.
You got it.
I love you. I love how y'all reached out to me, and I like the vibe.
No doubt.
Indeed.
We appreciate
you, Tony.
Appreciate you, bro. Thank you, my brother.
Yes, sir.
That's our man, Tony Wiggins, right there. You heard him. Locked On Jaguars, Locked On NFL. Good stuff. We got a Jacksonville Jaguars matchup against the Raiders coming up in week 9, man. We'll have to call Tony back up and talk some more.
Where's that? Is that one in Las Vegas?
Give me 2 seconds. That game is in Las Vegas. Yes, indeed. You going to go?
Yeah, we should go.
We? No. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
you know, me.
Yeah, we're all going. Yeah, that's true. Vegas Barling, they call him.
Wait, why are you in on this?
Vegas Barling.
Aren't you on your honeymoon? Why are you in on this?
Wait, is that the same week?
No, it's November 7th.
Oh yeah, we're good. See,
man, we'll take a show trip to Vegas one day, but do we really want it to be for Raiders Jaguars?
You know, I was listening. This is the point that I make. I was listening to Bill Simmons. They were having a discussion about Las Vegas and just what has happened because it's
bad.
Yes, yeah, it's tough, right? Yeah. And they were skirting around a number of different topics and reasons why it's not the same as it
was. It Bill who said sports gambling, legalized sports gambling, killed Vegas.
He might
was
have.
That Bill.
He didn't say it in this one, but it sounds like something he would say.
Yeah.
And to me, the number one thing, the number one, two, and three thing is it's way too expensive to go to Las Vegas.
It's very expensive. Yeah.
It's way too expensive. Yep. I say that saying.
I wanted to go. Go ahead. Sorry.
That might be a cheap weekend. Jags Raiders.
I don't think a cheap weekend exists. I wanted to go see The Lion King.
What was that heading for?
Oh, well, the show, the Lion King, the show was like 160, 80, which was kind of expensive, but it's at the, not kind of expensive, that's expensive, but it's at the Sphere. You know, depending
that's a good price.
It's depending on, you know, like the, it's not like a front row seat that you want at the Sphere. You want something elevated. If you get, it's like a play, right? Yeah. You don't sit in the front row
that's
at a musical.
Price,
you want to, like, I want to do this. And Katie kept going, no, like, that's ridiculous. I was like, come on, man, we enjoy going. She was like, this is going to turn into a $1,000 weekend between easy. Dinner and all of this stuff. Yeah. I was like, I'm going to look at flights real quick, and then we'll deal with whatever. I closed that. I could not have closed that app faster.
You're talking about 400 one way?
Each.
Come on, man.
To Vegas?
Come on, man.
What happened to the email that goes, hey, go to Vegas, $39.99? Where is that? I was like, okay. I was like, all right, I'm bougie. Let me close the Delta app and see what Southwest has. So it was worse.
Yeah, Southwest ain't, they ain't looking out for the people no more.
Unless you live in Las Vegas, you can't afford to go to Las Vegas.
Why not Spirit?
Because I want to live. I want to survive the trip. I want to come back and do
this.
You
don't want the opportunity to fly the plane as well?
I do not.
The killer with going to Vegas is even if you take out one of the elements, the other two are still hitting you over the head. Other two or three, right? Yeah. So, like, say you did take Spirit. All right, cool. I saved on the flight. The hotel hitting, food hits, and whatever you're trying to do, whether it's go to a show, go to a game, go to the club, it all hits. Like, you can't avoid it. You can't avoid, if you take one element and you save some money, you're still getting smacked over the head with the other ones.
Yeah, it's brutal. Like, Katie wants to go back to Seattle for Thanksgiving, and like, we want to bring the girls. Now I'm starting, we don't have room to worry about, but that's four flights. How long can kids fry free till they're six? Like, what age?
Why do you think Jazz didn't go to Charlotte?
Man, God. Bless it, man.
We're just looking at bringing the kids.
And all I'm thinking about, we got this trip to New York that's already booked, that's already eaten the pocketbook, and we haven't factored in one dinner. I haven't bought one ticket to a show. It's like, if you're lucky, and I think I am, we can get two trips in a year. The tough part is every trip we've been on, we didn't bring the girls with us.
No, you get them kids involved, it gets crazy.
It's like, hey, we're single when we go on trips. Like, we don't have any. We can't pack everybody up, and like, the room's got to be different. The airfare is different, and then at that point, we're eating cheeseburgers, and you guys say McDonald's is too expensive now.
Yeah.
Just wait till you got to get a couple McDoubles for dinner.
Come on, man. Come on.
Share those large fries.
To go to Charlotte for me, Reese, and Ryan, the plane tickets alone was $1,500. We didn't talk about a hotel. We had to eat for 3-4 days. We got a car.
So remind me why we're going to Vegas for the Jaguars game?
Because that might be a cheaper weekend.
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead. I'll put you in charge of looking up those tickets. Jesse trying to get us on Spirit. What a mess, man. Team your effort. Charter not available that day?
I don't
Miss
have
P
a
have
charter.
It?
Miss P doesn't
Where is
have
Miss
a charter.
P?
She just vibing. I see her on like Instagram every now and then.
I feel like I ain't seen Miss P in a month. I feel like I ain't seen Warren in a month, and then I just am so used to seeing Warren, and he popped up in the chat earlier.
Yeah. Miss P, it's not basketball season. Buddy Hield hasn't done anything. When that happens, she'll be back.
Oh, so we'll see Miss P Monday.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll
Buddy Hield do something Monday that she'll call him an idiot about.
Yeah. It's like when you call Devin Booker a bitch.
I didn't.
Say that you didn't.
Did anybody hear me say that? Did anybody hear me say that?
Did Reese? I don't think he did. You don't think that he did? You didn't call Devin Booker a bitch, for the record. You just called him a little bitch. You said he was acting like. Yeah. You said he was acting like a little.
Well,
bitch. Different.
I said, get up. Because he was flopping. I said, get up. And something else.
Oh,
but that was the competition. That wasn't personal because I like D-Book.
Yeah, of course.
It's my boy. He just needs to come out with the book twos. Book one's been.
Yeah, oh,
been wearing them for 3 years.
Yeah, they've been getting run, though. He just come out with colorways. They're like, oh, that's fire.
I love the big ones,
too. Oh, that's fire. Brock, you should have said that out loud instead of texting. That
was funny. Sure, yeah.
That was funny.
I was like, geez.
We'll let everybody in on it. Jesse thought I said Devin Carter.
Like, it's a little rough. He's still playing here.
Jesse's like, you're going to have to see that man.
Shout out Devin Carter, man. He might be at the Sac State game again. Yeah. He was there 2 weeks ago.
I ain't going to call Devin Carter out his name. And I didn't call Devin Booker out his name. That wasn't me.
He was flopping. And I said, in that respect, not in general.
Not in general. Just in that specific instance, yes. He was being a little.
Yes.
I got it. So Brock Purdy back under center for the San Francisco 49ers this weekend.
Right, let's see. I need to find out, and we probably won't find out today, but I need to find out if Juwan Jennings is going to play. If Juwan Jennings plays.
Oh, we should find that out today.
Yeah, maybe. Wouldn't so. I feel like Juwan's going to be a game time decision.
Okay.
So we'll probably.
Did he practice yesterday? Did he practice today?
He's back at practice today.
He was.
Okay. Yes. Okay. That might be a Jay Glazer special on the pregame. Yeah.
Sure.
Juwan Jennings is in and active. I wasn't a bad Jay Glazer. I've never done a Jay Glazer before. It wasn't bad.
I'll be the judge of that.
Kyle Shanahan has told us Juwan Jennings in today against the Jacksonville Jaguars.
I think you got to go rasp here. Like
that was Jay Glazer?
Jay's like, hey guys, Jay Glazer here, like nah. Type of thing. Like, you had to go back.
There it is.
Yeah, like,
well, I thought I had better. The natural raspy going on. When you talk about Jay Glazer, no. When you talk about Juwan Jennings.
You sound like Chris Broussard and Draymond Green. Pearsall and Juwan Jennings are listed as questionable for Sunday's game. So,
well, Pearsall already said if it was a playoff game, he'd play.
Who said that once over here?
Alvin.
Eddie Gonzalez joins us next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Sorry, man. I just walked in and messed up the boxing conversation.
No, I mean, we were just actually warming it up for you.
Oh, good. That's great. All right, man. What's the next big fight now?
What you think about Alicia Baumgartner? You think she's going to get a knockout in this next one?
Do I think she's going to knock the girl? Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that's what I think.
Do you have a Canadian tuxedo on?
Nah, man. I got essential sweats with these. Nah.
Oh, okay.
Nah.
I thought you was repping for the boy. I thought it was like one of them in cold things, you know? You know, Sting's a little weird. He didn't even laugh.
He don't find it funny. Repping for the boy, that is not funny to him.
Zero amusement for that one.
Anyways, Eddie's here.
What's up, fellas?
What's up, Eddie?
How y'all living, man?
Man, we good,
we're
man.
We're talking about football, right? No football today.
Sure. Yeah. What you want to talk about? Yeah.
We can talk about media day on Monday.
Are you like? We gonna get some drama. Did you think much of Devin Booker's pointed quotes the other day?
I didn't
say the worst 2 years of his life.
I didn't hear him say that. Man. I saw Ishbia, but I didn't see his quotes.
Yes. I don't know what Book meant. But I know that's just how it works with Kevin, where if anything happens in Kevin's orbit, it's about him. And so a lot of people going, man, playing with Kevin must stink. I told Kevin, like, you must be a terrible hang, bro. Like, you must.
what was up with Ishbia, though? Like, I didn't even understand that quote. He had the quote.
He's right. Kevin's not built for a bunch of losing. They're probably about to be doing
I didn't even look at it that way. I thought, because with Ishbia, you're always thinking about, yo, we're trying to win, right?
Like, yeah, I don't know what he was saying.
That's what I think about when he speaks, but you're 100% right. Like, they're probably not going to do a bunch of winning, and that's not the timeline that KD's on right now.
I'm almost positive they'll win more games this year, which means they'll finish 500, and then they'll blame Kevin, and I'm going to laugh when that happens, because that's how it goes.
If you're not close with him, obviously you're close with Kevin. Is he tough to be around?
Like, that's what I said. Like, I said that earlier jokingly, but I'll say this, and this is what I think it comes down to. And I think this is true of LeBron as well. And I think it's true of Steph as well, because I think some guys have struggled to play there within that system and dealing with the standard and the expectation is just way higher when those dudes walk in the room. Kyrie had a great time. Some guys didn't. You know, same with LeBron. Some guys had a great time playing with him. Some guys hated it. Same with Steph. Like, you know, some guys could work within that system and what they do, and it's proven successful. And some guys have just not been good and had to get out of there to play their game and do their stuff. So, again, I think it's just everything's heightened with them. Mm-hmm. Kevin had this famous quote years ago when he was a Warrior. That it's toxic playing with LeBron, and you know, people made it about LeBron, but he was talking about the media, and he's right. It's a lot of stuff, for lack of a better term, that comes when you're in the gym every day with KD or LeBron or Stephen Curry or Jokic. You know, look at Michael Porter Jr. He can go be Michael Porter Jr. now, whereas like that standard when you're next to Jokic was just higher. We just need more, and he's great enough to call you out and say this isn't going to work. And the organization knows how serious it is when he's around. We can't waste this. So I think it boils down to that. And that leads to a lot of tension. The best, most exciting time to be a fan is when it's a team with no expectations. Mm-hmm. And when it's, wow, we won 45 games. Mm-hmm. Incredible. The most stressful, annoying, frustrating time to be a fan is when on day one, it's like, oh, they need to win a title or they suck.
Right.
and then you finish the conference finals and you hate everything. So it's like, again, I that's what I think. That's why I think it's stressful to be around there. And the funny part is, if you ask the three of them dudes, or if you ask Jokic, the fourth dude, or Giannis, or whomever is on that tier of player for you, they enjoy it and they wouldn't want nothing else. So, you know,
so what's funny, sorry, Casey, what I think's funny about that is you talk about the best time to be a fan is when your team has zero expectations, but you reference like LeBron, Steph, KD. That's every year for those guys. Is winning a championship.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Like, or bust.
That's it. Like, year after year after year, it doesn't matter the team that they're on. It's the echelon of player that they are.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's anything other than winning a championship, it's miserable.
I mean, look at the Chiefs right now, right? They're 1-2. They've played competitive games every week. This ain't good enough. You have Pat Mahomes. They stressed out over there. Mm-hmm. This is not what we do. We don't waste Pat Mahomes' prime years. We don't do that. Same with Tom Brady. A lot of dudes didn't like playing with Tom Brady because it's a lot. And then a lot of dudes did and had the greatest time of their lives and won titles. And it's like, that's the pressure you walk into in the office every single day. Some dudes is cool with that. Some dudes aren't. I'm not saying, this is not me saying Devin Booker isn't, but this is me saying, yeah, Kevin's last couple situations, they ended unceremoniously. And a lot of people were frustrated and a lot of people weren't having the best time of their lives. But that's because that was the expectation.
And the thing about it is, when I talk about they, I'm talking about LeBron, KD, Steph, even Jokic, Giannis. They know what the expectations are. It's not no, hey, why are you guys so critical if we don't win a championship? They've all made a decision internally to say, yes, this is what I signed up for.
Yeah.
I signed up for, if I make, like you said, the conference finals, people are going to call me a loser. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And they accept it. And they expect, and this may be fair, unfair, or a flaw or not of them, they expect anybody that walks through those doors to understand that too. Like, yeah, I'm just naming a guy. Lou Williams, they're not going to call you a loser because you didn't make the conference finals. But I don't care about that. You're here with me now, and you need to do things a certain way because they will call me a loser if I have 30 points a game and we lose in the conference finals.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the greatest games in all three of them dudes' lives is in games they lost and series they lost. Kevin scored 49 in game 7. People go, well, you didn't score in overtime, so y'all lost. You know, LeBron scored 51 in a finals game, and it was like, y'all lost. Who cares? Steph scored 47. You lost. Who cares? You lost a series. Like, it looked cool, I guess. That's the level of expectation they have on them. And they deal with, they want that. They want that every single day. That's why, look, when Kevin has the list of teams he'll go to, they're all teams within swing of a title. He could have just like packed it. I'm gonna go play at home in DC and average 30 a night and have fun. No, put me in the deep end where the Sharks at. I can't do nothing else. Everything else is a waste of time. Man. And it's the same, you know, if and whatever LeBron's doing, and same for Steph, same for Giannis kicking up dust saying, yo, we're not gonna win games, I'm out. That's what them dudes want. Jokic said some of the same stuff. So it's like they're here for a reason. You know what I mean? And they take on all that pressure. And the thing with that is they do get a lot of the credit when they win, and they deserve it because they're the best players in the world. But they get all of the blame when they lose. Don't matter who else is on that team. And that's heavy as the head.
Did your opinion change on talking about title chances? Kevin Durant, obviously, very much on a title contender. Did your opinion on that team change after we learned of Fred VanVleet's injury?
Yeah, that's tough. And I think a team that needs more shooting, needs more ball handling, that's tough to lose right then before we even get a chance to see what this team is. And you're losing him for the year. Point guards are hard to find. They're expensive. You don't have a ton of flexibility, at least until December. And then you start deciding if you can – part with a Reed Shepard or a Tar Eason or whomever on this roster you feel like you can part with. I also think on the court, he kind of can be overcome a little bit, but Fred is a great veteran player, knows his role really well. I think a more minimized role he was going to get this year playing next to Kevin would kind of allow him to thrive. So, yeah, that they had to figure out what they're going to do with that in the short term. Does it hurt their chances? I mean, of course, you lose a starter before you even bounce the ball. But I think you'd rather do it now than in February. You can't do nothing about it. Right. So we'll see if there's some changes on the way. I'll be hearing stuff, but I don't know. They only have so much flexibility right there. Can't even sign anybody right now. So we got to see. But I'll tell you what, that opening night in OKC, he's got way more interesting. That's for sure.
What you think of Reed Shepherd? I think he can go. Offensively, obviously, he's got a bag. He can shoot the ball. He's locked in. Obviously, he's a little smallish out there. Not the greatest defender, and that's what you were kind of hoping for with Fred VanVleet. But I made the argument earlier in the week. I said, if there's one team that you feel you might be able to get away with having Reed Shepherd as the point guard, it might be the Rockets with all the length that they have across the place with Al, with Jabari, with obviously Amin, with KD out there as well. He can, he may be looked at as too much of a liability with other teams, but with this Rockets team, they might be able to get by on the defensive end with a guy like that.
Yeah, I think the thing with the Rockets is, and with Ime Udoka, they want to play fast, and he wants everybody to dribble the ball, everybody to attack, whether it's in isolation, whether you're attacking in transition. So that's not to say point guard doesn't matter. You never will say that, especially a veteran point like Fred, who's going to take care of the ball, who knows where to get it to, knows how to handle the pace. But you drafted Reed high for a reason. You know, you drafted him top five for a reason. He was G League MVP last year, right? Like, he has talent. And he got a rifle, too. So, you know, shooting makes up for a lot of that. And I think with all the length behind him, like you mentioned, on defense, one of the things I feel like people are going to see this year as they watch this team more is that Alperen Sengun is not a bad defender. Now, is he Rudy Gobert or Bam Adebayo? No, but he can hold his own, and he's going to have to be even better this year because the expectations are higher. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, all that length behind you. You got Amen next to you. You got Tari. You got Jabari. You got Dorian Finney-Smith coming off the bench. They'll make it easier for him to defend and you know, as a team. Right. I'm interested in see what he does with the offensive load. Can he create shots for other guys? Can he handle that ball handling responsibilities? But they believe in him there. You know, I know he got sent to the G last year, but they had a crowded bench. They had a crowded front backcourt. You know, now you're kind of speeding up his process a little more. And hopefully he's ready. No, I think he is. I think he'll be fine. They're going to slow walk this season. You know what I mean? They had a great season last year. They saw where they were at. They lost a tough series to the Warriors. They're going to slow walk this season. They know it's a bigger picture at the end of this.
You mentioned the men. Everyone's kind of waiting for him.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Literally and figuratively, like, to become that guy. To use a wrestling term, can KD make a superstar?
It's going to be interesting. And, you know, Kevin's one of those malleable players. He could play with anybody. You know, one of the things we all liked about going to the Rockets is those guys know who he is. Ime knows who he is. Royale knows who he is. DJ Augustine on that bench knows who he is. So they just want Kevin to be Kevin. Come do you. You know what I mean? You don't got to carry a culture. You don't got to do all this. And you're going to be a leader, and you are the vet, and we all respect you, but you don't have to carry that on your back. So Kevin's going to do Kevin. He's not going to get in Amen's way. But to what you're saying, is he going to boost him? Is he going to help? I think absolutely. I mean, you already hear them talking about that, just seeing him in the gym every day. Ryan Dunn had a bunch of great quotes about, like, yo, working out Kevin was just infinitely, like, useful for me. I think Amen's going to see that. And at the end of the day, spacing. If nothing else, the spacing that Kevin gives you is Amen Thompson to drive, to handle the ball, to be able to operate. And, you know, once those guys start working two-man or three-man with Alfred, there's so many options available for him. So I think a lot of the defensive pressure is going to be on Kevin and Sengun this year, and that's only going to open things up for Amen.
So I got a question for both of you guys. Something came across my timeline last night, and it was the guys over at 520 with Jeff Teague and all those guys going through the ESPN top 100 list. And I think it was Secure in the Bag who tweeted it out. But he isolated the parts where they saw where Zach LaVine was ranked and DeMar DeRozan were ranked. They were like, they were in the 80s or something like that. And they, Teague and all that, were like besides them. So they're like, what are we doing? Like, what the hell is this? Like, Alex Caruso's a better player than Zach LaVine? Like, are you crazy? They said DeRozan, they're like, DeRozan should be top 30. Like, top 80 right now. Like, what's going on? Where my question is really, like, where do you both of you guys stand on, like, sometimes when these lists are made, I think they go too far on the deep end of, like, man, he's super valuable. They think too hard about it. Like, nah, Alex Caruso is not better than Zach LaVine. Like, it's okay to say that. It doesn't mean that Alex Caruso isn't valuable or he is, you don't need him to win a championship. But, no, he's – how are we ranking this thing? Like, what are we doing here? And I think there's a distinction between how some of the just how some people look at these basketball players and how people who report on the game look at some of these basketball players.
I think one of the big things that's happening kind of in this era, I don't want to say analytics, but I think just looking at the game different, a lot of guys value archetype over talent more. And what I mean is the idea of a 3-and-D player, like I got in an argument before, is OG Anunoby. OG can guard multiple positions and he makes threes at this number. And there's always the mythical 40%. So that type of player, that archetype, and he's 6'8 and he's da-da-da, that's more valuable than what Tyler Hero does. And Tyler Hero can score 25 and give you 7 assists and be the primary ball handler in your team. And so I think they kind of just big brain, like, okay, now what's more important for winning? And so a lot of times you have these arguments and these lists, you're just trying to prove, like, your IQ. Like, it becomes, like, a you thing.
Yeah.
But I think, like, if we're talking skill and talent, yeah, it's not even close. Alex Caruso would tell you. Zach LaVine does stuff on this court I just can't do. So that's what it is. And I think the ESPN list, they also project, like, it's all about projections, right? So Jason Tatum's on the list this year and Tyrese Halliburton, and they're projecting Wemby's going to be top 4 this year because he'll have these stats or whatever. But I don't know. I just don't view the game in archetypes like that. There's stuff that, again, the guys you mentioned, Alex Caruso can't do some stuff, like a lot of stuff Zach LaVine can't do. If we did like the 2K ratings and there's just skills and just all this stuff, it's not close. Do I love Alex Caruso? Of course. And he's a valuable contributor to a championship. Would you give Alex Caruso the keys to your offense and say, take 20 shots a game this year and we're living and dying with what you do? No, you get fired. So it's just a different type of player. It's a different value system. But again, like, you, if we value them on the role player scale, yeah, Alex probably grades out higher because he does stuff that a role player needs for us to do. He's the 7th guy off our bench.
Right.
If we value them on just overall as a basketball player, no, it's not close. And that's what they're doing, even though they're not saying it.
Eddie's spot on with the, it's like, now look at how smart I am. It's like showing off. Like, that's 100. It's like you ever, like when you get in hip hop conversations where it's like, no, man, Drake and Kendrick aren't the best. Y'all never heard Common and Most Deaf in their prime.
Let me tell, like, you about Lil Brother.
Let me tell y'all never saw Havoc on the street corner. Like, all right, bro. Like, forget it. Like, it's the same thing. It's like when you get into the greatest of artists of all time. You know, our brother man, he's always going to come in and say, it's Rakim. Like, yep. Yeah, all right, you win, man. You win. Rakim is dope, but he's also like the, he's not Alex Caruso, but he has a unique skill set. Like, he's a hell of a.
He's Dr. J.
He wasn't able to put everything else together. The stuff that Jay has done, the stuff that Kendrick and Drake and Big Pac, all those guys have done. But that's no different than what these lists are. The funny thing is, the thing that made me laugh about this is, like, they're going to put LeBron and Steph next to each other all of the time. It's like when Domas and De'Aaron were both kings. They couldn't separate which one was better, so they would just hedge their bets by one would be 25 and the other would be 24, and it would just flux the which one was which would just change. It's the same thing now with Steph and LeBron, where I think maybe Steph was 7 and LeBron was 8, or maybe it was 6, something like that. And it's like, y'all are just hell-bent on making – there's like little original thought in this anymore.
Yeah. I seen a great clip the other day. It was like, if you're arguing with other people's thoughts, do you even believe those thoughts? Are you just regurgitating those thoughts? Like, it's just – lists always come down to, in this day and era, is like, well, what's going to get circulated? What's going to get shared? What's going to look funnier on a social graphic? LeBron at 9? Like, or LeBron at 12, where people are really going to get mad, you know, and you see Jalen Williams at 11, and it's like, what are we doing? You know, what are we? So I don't know. I don't get all caught. Not that like I'm holier than thou, but I can't get too caught up in these lists. These dudes got to play. You know what I mean? Right. They got
to
play.
Come to think about it, wasn't KD like right before Steph? Was it KD, Steph, LeBron on the list? Yeah.
Kevin was nine. I think, yeah.
And it's just one of those things where, like, number just how I go about it, it's subjective. Like, if that's what somebody believes, then okay. I don't have to believe it too, but that's how you view it. I lean towards giving the benefit of the doubt in these arguments towards the people would say, oh, Casey only cares about the bucket getters. But yeah, like, if somebody's averaging 25 and you want to say, I don't mean to use Alex Caruso on this scenario disrespectfully, but we'll just use him for argument's sake. Zach LaVine averaging 25 a night. He's expected to get 25 a night. I don't think Alex Caruso, if expected to get 25 a night, can do that. I don't think 75% of the league, if expected to get 25 a night, can do that. And it's different levels because Alex Caruso scores 14 in a game. It's like, oh, man, you got 14 from Caruso. Like, that's big time. That's big time. Zach LaVine scores 14 in a game. We're doing the whole first hour and a half on what's going on with this guy. Like, he's just not getting it done.
We did that. That happened. We lived that conversation.
Yeah. And I just think there's a difference to the expectations that are placed on those guys. And they're placed on them for a reason because there's not a lot of guys, contrary to popular belief, there's not a lot of guys that can do what those top scorers in the league can do.
No, and that's an argument I get into a lot, and it annoys me. The hardest thing to do in basketball is still to put the basketball in the hoop. That's the absolute hardest thing to do. It's just, I don't know when we stop valuing scoring like this. And again, I think we just big brain it now, and it's like, I'm smarter because I think it's this about this and this and this. Cool. I'm reading top 10 scorers last year. I brought it up. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, Giannis Antetokounmpo, Nikola Jokic, Anthony Edwards, Jason Tatum, Kevin Durant, Kay Cunningham, Jalen Brunson, Devin Booker, Damian Lillard. You might say Dame is an outlier, fine, but nine of them dudes are in your top 20. The top five are in your top 10. And it's the same every year. If I bring up any year and I read the top five scores, you're going to say, oh, those are the five best players in the league. If I bring up any year and bring up the top five defense player of the year award finalists, you're not going to – like, none of them might be in your top 10. Like, that's just where the game has always valued. That's just what's hardest to do is that. So, like, you can have a great role player and his role in your team can be – you got to guard toughest dude every night. And he can be a great role player. He is not the best player in your team. You have a great scorer and say, yo, you give us 32 a night, he might be the best player in the league. Mm-hmm. Like, it's just different. It just is what it is. And so I don't like that valuation of a player. And I love Alex Caruso. I think he might be the best defender. He might be the best perimeter defender in the league. He's one of the best for sure. Mm-hmm. He comes off the bench for his team for a reason. So, like, what do we do it here? So I don't know. That's an argument that drives me crazy every single time.
I swear to you, I didn't realize that they did it again. Domas is 34, De'Aaron's 35. I swear to you, I did not. I was thinking when they were kings, that's what they did. Every list, they were right next to each other. It doesn't matter that they're not kings anymore. Domas is 34, De'Aaron is 35.
Forever linked.
I was looking for Book. Where was Book at? Because you mentioned Book, and I thought, oh, Book. Is Book a top 10 guy? Like, I don't know. Book, he's 16.
That Cleveland. Sounds about right.
So I was looking for the player, and it actually looks like, yeah, it's Devin Booker. I guess it's Kevin Durant too. I was looking for the player who was on the worst team, like how high. Like KD was, I think, 9, and he was a Phoenix Sun last year. So I guess those two, 9 and 16, two top 20 guys on what wound up being a terrible basketball team.
Yeah. Yeah, it's list time, man. You got to love list time every year.
Your weekends are never boring, man. What are you doing this weekend?
So
what headquarters are you at this weekend?
I've gotten into buying records.
I see that, yep.
There's like a record fair that I'm going to tomorrow.
There you go.
I'm really excited about that. Tonight, okay. I'm going to go see Layla, who's one of my favorite new artists.
Okay.
But I'm chilling, man. I'm chilling. You know what I mean? I'm at the crib.
Record habit is expensive, man.
Oh, man. I didn't know.
Yep. Yeah, that record habit
I had no clue. I'm like, oh, this is, you know, cool.
Once again, what headquarters are you going to be at this weekend? Is it every week? Is just right, new headquarters. Look,
I'm not going to lie. I see what you're getting at. I'm going to Houston in a few weeks to do something with a Houston Rocket. I can't say. It's not my thing to say, but I'm going out there. I'm going to go out there for opening night to watch Rockets Pistons too. I can't miss that. I got to see that. So before that, I'm chilling. My daughter's birthday's next week. I'm trying to lay low as much as I can, man. I'm out the way. What are y'all doing?
What's this weekend? Oh, man.
You guys forever outside. Y'all.
We had Baker Family Wines on Sunday. Yeah, we had Baker Family Wine on Sunday, man, with Dusty Baker. We watching football. We drinking wine. Yeah. Yeah, we drink. We bringing the culture to the wineries, man. That's what we doing.
Are y'all doing fantasy football?
Nah.
I am, but I don't really pay attention to it.
My team is no good. But, like, JT's in my league, and we were laughing at him the whole draft. He is 3-0 right now. I'm like, how the hell?
JT, speaking of, I saw a video, like a 10-minute video of him showing off his sneaker collection, and my goodness.
Cheat code.
He got some crazy stuff. I'm never even going to wear these. Like,
who is he? Is he Jordan? Who's he?
He's Jordan. Yeah, yeah. I don't like him. Cheat code. He tried to talk sneakers with me because we both like low top Jordan 1s. Mm-hmm. And it's like, dog, I'm not talking to you. Don't start showing me stuff.
I'm with you. I'm more of a low top guy than a high top guy. I love those low top Jordan 1s. Like, I rarely ever wear the highs just because they're uncomfortable for me.
I do want my brethren, you know, my brothers in arms, to stop wearing them with suits. But that's a whole nother conversation. I want us to go past that, though.
I'm old school, buddy. I'm old school. I admit it. I'm old school. I could be out with the old, but yeah, I like the dress.
In honor of Jesse, I'm wearing tennis shoes with the suit that I'm wearing to his wedding. That's in direct homage. He's not the theme for the wedding.
Okay.
No. He didn't. But okay. I know if he had a choice, he would wear the white Air Force Ones with a suit. So you can't do it. I'm gonna do it for you.
Yeah, no, I was really against that.
Yeah,
I asked.
Yeah,
I seen somebody slandering the Sixers throwback jerseys, and I just had to remind this person. I'm gonna use context clues. I'm not gonna speak too loudly, but I'm just like, sometimes this fly stuff just ain't for you guys.
Sometimes it's like that. Yeah. Sometimes y'all don't always wear
jerseys. Y'all don't always wear jerseys for fashion. It's okay. And I'll wear any jersey except a Niner jersey. But why the hell would I ever want to wear red and gold?
You want this one, big dog? Come on, man. You want this one, big dog? Stop playing. What? Come on.
I'll wear any hat if it go with the fit too. But why would I ever wear an outfit that was red and gold? That would be insanity.
Because you'd be fly. Be all out, gang, gang.
You know what the best jersey is in sports?
This one, the Niners.
Making me drop stuff.
Hey, you think Aaron Judge is the MVP?
Man, if Cal hits what 63,
he's at 60 like, right now. Yeah,
if you break the record, like, it's gonna be hard for me not to give it to you. I seen this meme that was like, Yankees fans ruin everything, and it's just somebody just yelling at the crowd, his OPS is low.
That was like, Kenny.
I'm not all that was Kenny.
That was literally Kenny 2 hours ago.
Oh, see, you're the ruin everything?
I don't think he's going to win it.
I don't think you're wrong, though. Yeah. I don't think you're wrong. Like, we pulled up the Aaron Judge, I always want to say basketball reference, the baseball reference, and the amount of bold numbers this year was a bit staggering. Mm. It's like, it's essentially, Cal Raleigh leads the league in home runs. Aaron Judge leads the league in everything else.
Right.
Yeah. And it was like, so I think he leads the league in homers and RBIs, and Aaron Judge is everything.
Yeah, right. That's right. Yeah, that's right.
And by gaps, too. Like, he's kind of close in homers. He's like 80 points higher in batting average. He's like, all right.
But so yeah, that was like the other thing. It's like Cal's
all
got
he does is hit home runs.
Cal's got 60. Like, Aaron Judge has 51. Yeah. It's not like he's got 18.
I think
Cal's we had like one 50 homer season for like 15 years, and Aaron Judge had three of them. So it's like, I got a salute. So Shohei just wins it every year because he pitches too.
Yep.
Is that how that goes?
Yeah,
he pitches. I think Aaron Judge is the best player in baseball. No shade to Shohei.
Yo, it's no shade. Aaron Judge could be the best receiver, but he doesn't also play corner. Like, we gotta, you know.
Shohei pitches like three innings a game, which is he lights out when he does, but yeah, he pitches like three innings a game.
Dog.
Once again, he's batting like 281. Aaron Judge batting 330.
When you want the champs, it's a little different, I guess.
Oh man,
talk about jerseys. Those Dodger jerseys are fire. Those Dodger jerseys are cold.
I'm leaving silence. I'm not speaking to that.
Yeah, you can sit
so
there.
I got.
You was at the store. You should have gotten this one.
Oh my gosh!
I got this wasn't thing at because the store. They're bringing all the ones that people called ugly bet, and it was like so. It's like the Grizzlies. And it's like some of these like bright colorful ones. They wanted the Raptors one back. We usually get it right the first time. We got to stop running these alternate jerseys. Like, these stink. The classics are always the ones that hit. Mm-hmm. The Yankees jersey, the Raiders jersey, the Dodgers jersey, the old school Giants joint. Like, keeps the old school 49ers joint is cool. Like, you know.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
You ain't even got to say it that way, because what if I said a number of different
the Cowboy jerseys?
The Cowboys are dope, but the Raiders.
Oh, the Raiders, yeah.
The white with the black letters, I think, are top five jersey in the NFL is that Raiders. That's so cold. I didn't want a Charles Woodson one like that. That one is fire.
My grumpy old head sports take is like, make the home team wear white again. Like, let's bring that back. Football, you wear color at home, but basketball, baseball, wear white at home. Color on the road, black alternates. That's it. That's all.
Can't sell jerseys like that, bro. You got to make six new jerseys every year so someone can say, I've got 17 De'Aaron Fox jerseys in my closet. They're all useless now, but I've got them.
Do you guys know why that was traditionally what they did with the white?
A TV thing?
It was a TV thing. Back when black and white TVs were a thing, that's how you were able to tell who the home team and the road team was.
Well, remember a couple years ago, I forget what the two teams was. It was like a red team and a yellow team. The Rams wore straight yellow jerseys and a red team was straight. But it was like, if you're colorblind, you can't see nothing. So they won't let them wear that combination.
Well, the good news is, back when there was black and white TVs, you could just look. Well, that's the white team. That's the Celtics right there. So if we can put this together, we can figure out who it is.
So speaking of black jerseys, white jerseys, the best Kings jersey of all time is the J. Will, Mitch Richmond, Chris Webber black.
Agreed. Yeah, right? Like, agreed. Okay. Yeah, yeah.
What's second though?
I always like the royal.
Yeah, I always like the royal blue ones.
I like the purple that says Sacramento. That was also that next era title.
I like that.
I didn't like that because
I liked it.
I liked that it said Sac.
I liked it. I didn't like it as much, but I liked it.
But I think I didn't like it because it replaced the black ones.
Bring the gold joints back.
All right, Eddie. Come on, man. Eddie, you've been in New York too long, man. What are we doing? You turning into Ebro out there. Like, what are we going to do with that?
We thought it was ugly then. They wear them next year. It's going to be like, oh, man, the style.
Nah, bro.
Francisco Garcia. What a time.
Oh, damn, God.
Cisco. Man. Shout out to my boy, Cisco, man.
Francisco got hurt on a physio ball.
I watched that man wander through, you can laugh, Walmart on Florin. And I was just like,
Cisco, what you doing
over
there?
What the hell are you doing here?
What you doing over there?
Yeah, I know the answer. Only one answer. I was like, brother.
Hey, statute of limitations has expired. That's fine. Y'all can figure that one out yourself.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love.
I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim and you get motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved, home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Oh, they said they used to always see, especially that first year, you used to always see Jay Will and C-Webb at the big park, around what? The big park.
Like, no way.
Yeah, man. They said that's where you had
Mike,
to go.
I used to see Mike in the North a lot. Same bench, you can't miss him. You used to see him a lot. I'm like, damn, son. What's going on here? Yeah. That's how I was working at Rayleigh's. He'd be around.
What Rayleigh's was you working at?
I was working at the warehouse, my friend.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Warehouse. Okay. Right off San Juan.
Yeah. Yeah.
Good time.
But yeah, nah,
bring those good. Kings back. Yeah, that were in the
streets. Bring those guys back. All these nerds standing home playing video games.
I can remember the name of the club, and it was Jason Thompson, and I won't say the other guy because he's a little more famous. But they were just in the booths, just having a bottle of war. I was like, all right, I gotta go home.
Avalon.
That might have been Avalon.
I think it was.
Avalon.
And I'm like, man, I got to go. Can't keep up. I'm in a bottle war with you on a max deal.
Yeah. Man. I'm glad those days are over. I can't lie. I'm glad those days are over. Eddie, we appreciate you, man. Have fun record shopping. Hit the stories with all the records you got, man. I can't wait to see them.
Oh yeah, I got you. You know it. Come on now. All right,
Eddie Gonzalez. Take that's care. A man right there.
He got out of here before we start talking about the Raiders.
I don't even want to talk about the Raiders no more. I don't even feel like the Raiders are like the Raiders. Raiders could be 2-2. It could be 2-2
they
when
could.
This is over.
They absolutely.
I'm not where you're at with Chicago, but I can get there. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Like Chicago goes out and wins this. It's like, all right, I see what Marshall was talking about. I think Marshall was a little bit more kind as to what the expectations were for the Bears team than others have been. Because it
he
felt
was
like
his expectations.
Sure. Yeah. It felt like but Marshall's also more measured than most sports fans
Very
are.
True.
He's but like it felt like it was the end of the world for the Chicago Bears going into that Cowboys game.
Yeah.
And I feel like I can get somewhere with the Bears after this weekend. Mm-hmm. I don't know if the Raiders can take me anywhere this weekend.
That's what I'm thinking too. Even I feel like win, right?
Yeah, yeah, I feel like yeah. Okay, they win, they're 2-2.
All right.
Like not like all right, like okay, great. I don't know that's going to change how I feel about the next game that they play or the, you know, the game they play after that. Like, I don't, I can see forward momentum, and I can't explain it. Like, I could see forward momentum with Chicago if they win. I don't think I can see it with Las Vegas.
Do you think that boils down to just the quarterback coach combination? If the Bears go 2-2, it's like, oh, we got this new coach, this young quarterback. They're taking steps.
Yeah.
If the Raiders go 2-2, it's like, all right, Pete Carroll and Geno won a game. It's not like they're taking steps.
Kind of, well, it's like, yes, I think it is, and it's not. It's a lot like the conversation with the Kings. Like, I think the Kings could potentially be successful this year. I just don't know what that means next year. Mm-hmm. I don't know what that means moving forward. Pete Carroll, like, it's a more, you know, micro version. The Raiders win this week? Great. I need to see some things along the way. Yeah. I need to see Geno not get hit on, you know, 50%+ of the time he drops back. I would love to see Ashton Jeancey have some sort of breakout game. If none of that happens and they just kind of go out there and beat Chicago, maybe Caleb turns it over a couple of times. I'm just walking into week five. Like,
if they win like they did in week one, that's not inspiring.
Doesn't do nothing. No, it doesn't. It doesn't do anything.
What is that for the Raiders though? Is it Ashton Jeancey starting to cook? Is that what would make you or others say like, okay, they got something here?
I do think the defense is performing pretty well. Mm. Continue that. See some semblance of a run game and let Geno stay upright. Mm-hmm. Like, Geno didn't throw a single interception last week. Mm-hmm. I don't even know that he threw. I can't say he didn't throw a sketchy pass through the course of the game, but he took a lot of risk in Seattle. Against Seattle. He paid for those. I don't know that he took those same level of risk last week. But again, he was under pressure the entire afternoon. Give me a game where he's in the pocket. Mm-hmm. Give me a game where he's able to find receivers. Give me a game where he has a chance to get comfortable. Then I'll think like, oh, okay. That's something. I won't look down on it.
Yeah.
Say, that's something. You have to do it again, but that's something.
I think your Kings analogy is spot on. Because, and I think that may be what keeps you and others from, like, really feeling a certain way. Because let's say they go 9-8 this year. They rebound and they go 9-8. Geno, and in some cases, some people think, Pete, this ain't the future. It's a good season. Like, in 2 years, we're going to have to find a quarterback. Or this draft, right. We're going to have to draft a quarterback, and we need to know who the successor is to Pete Carroll, all this other stuff. I think that might change a little bit if Ashton Jeancey starts to go off, because then you'll have him, you'll have Brock Bowers, and you'll be able to say, all right, we've got two young guys that are studs, and we can build on that. But once again, if it's just like 9 wins like they got in New England, I don't think that's doing anything for anybody's excitement. And that's not a knock on the Raiders or Raider fan. I think that's just the nature of the beast, like, when watching sports. Like I said, that's why I think the Kings thing is perfect. Like, if the Kings go two games over 500, nobody's excited.
But well, unless you got to the playoffs. If you get to 9 wins and you're in a wild card, fine. I don't care.
Right.
It's fine. I don't know what you're going to be next year, but fine. Mm-hmm. We'll come back. We'll talk some Kings basketball here as Media Day is just a couple of days away. It's dealing with KC on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved, home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at Ring.com.